I'm joined on the phone now by news editor of Cosmopolitan, Mel Hunter. Good afternoon, Mel.
Hello.
And how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Enjoying a bit of sunshine in your life?
Well, I'd like to say there was, but I'm stuck in an office, so not right now.
No, boo. Well, maybe you should go and position yourself a bit further, closer to a window.
Definitely, I'll do my best.
Now, we've got you on the phone because you've got a very interesting article in this month's publication called Hen Night Hazards, all about staying safe on hen nights. So why did this topic come up? Why is it suddenly a problem?
Well, we were looking towards the summer. Obviously, weddings and hen nights is generally when it all seems to happen. And this month's issue of Cosmopolitan is actually a wedding special, so it's a great one to pick up if you're getting in the wedding spirit. But yeah, we sat there and we thought, okay, let's think about this. Girls in a strange city with a handbag full of cash, probably having a few drinks. This isn't a great combination. And then we read about a girl who'd sadly been attacked and raped after her hen night. And it just seemed like something we should do. We don't want to ruin anyone's fun. You know, hen night is a brilliant night out. I've been on so many amazing hen do's. But at the same time, it's just saying, you know, stop and think a bit because you might be a bit of a target.
Now, I mean, hen night, you tend to think of the men having the raucous stag do and the hen night being somewhat more of a civilised affair, don't you? Why has that all sort of changed? Why are we becoming so bad?
Do you think? I don't see why the boys should have all the fun. I think the girls should have a laugh too.
But we seem to be more vulnerable, though.
Well, I think only that, you know, women together are perhaps, you know, seen as more of a target than a group of men together. But I think, you know, bad things happen on stag do's as well. I mean, obviously, we're just kind of writing for the girls, so that's who we're particularly targeting. But, you know, I think I've been on a few hen do's over, gosh, I don't know, the last decade or so, and they've all been pretty good fun as far as I'm concerned. Fortunately, none of us have come to any mishaps.
Well, fingers crossed it stays that way.
Absolutely.
I mean, what are the... We seem to head to a different country or a different town, and that, I suppose, is what makes us a bit of a target, because we look like out-of-towners.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really key thing. If you think about it, if you're in a town you don't know where the taxi ranks are, you don't necessarily know the way back to your hotel. You know, if you're abroad, you might not even know how to pronounce your hotel. You know, when you're out of your comfort zone, you're just... you know, automatically more vulnerable. So we're just saying, you know, have an amazing time, but just have a bit of a think about it as well. And make sure you're kind of armed with enough knowledge that you don't put yourself at risk.
I just can't understand as well. I mean, we've got London right on our doorstep here. Why do we want to suddenly up sticks and go to Birmingham for a long weekend for our hen do's?
Oh, yeah, but everyone just goes to somewhere that means something to them, don't they? I mean, you know, some of these towns especially cater for hen do's, and there's hen and stag companies that, you know, make your trip, you know, easier. But also, I don't know, people have it than where they went to uni or where their original hometown. So there's loads of kind of sentimental reasons for heading somewhere that you might not know or haven't been for a while, or certainly that your friends don't know that well. And that's a big thing. You know, one or two people might know the city, but the whole group certainly won't.
So can you spot a hen night a mile off? Is that what we're saying here? Learner plates, feather boas, fairy wings?
I think we know they're not that hard to spot, don't we? Really. You know, I mean, but to be honest, what we're saying is, the things that we're saying probably apply to any wild girls' night out. The only difference being that you're probably generally in your hometown. But, you know, a group of girls, you know, on a crazy night out anywhere need to have their wits about them occasionally. But that doesn't mean they can't have a good time. It's just, you know, it's just knowing some basic things that will ensure that the things, you know, don't go amiss, really.
I mean, so what are the easiest steps to avoid the worst happening? And without wanting to patronise, because it is the same as any other night out, but your guard is just down that little bit more because you're determined to have such a good night.
Yeah, completely. Well, what we'd say is, you know, it's the same things that you'd think about or should think about on any girls' night out. So basically, stick together, get your bearings before you go, know where your hotel is, know where a taxi rank is, all those kind of things. Stay in well-lit areas, stick together, don't let anyone go off by themselves, make sure you use an official taxi rank, never, you know, pick up an unlicensed vehicle in the street. And, you know, another basic rule, don't accept a drink from someone you don't know, and keep an eye on your drinks as well. And obviously, you know, just simple things like pickpocketing. It doesn't sound that serious, but if you have your kitty swipe from someone's handbag, that's going to ruin the night. So just really keep an eye on your bags and make sure that no one can ruin your night out.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know this is something you're not entirely briefed on, so we can't talk about it too much in depth, but up north they're making like hen night safety briefings and stuff, but I personally think if you're conscientious enough to go along to that, you're not going to be the sort of person that's going to get into trouble in the first place.
A fair point. And from what I know of it, up in Newcastle they're running a bit of a scheme, which is it's for stag nights as well as hen nights. And basically what they do in the kind of main hotels where they know there'll be a lot of these parties staying, I think they're just there in the hotel kind of on hand to give you a bit of advice and show you a map of where all the, you know, the taxi ranks are and the hospital and anything else hopefully you won't need, but you know what I mean. So they're just helping you out, and the safety tips I just gave, they'll just reiterate that kind of thing, you know, just hopefully to minimize problems. I say that's in Newcastle. I don't think it's happening in any other cities, but I don't know, I don't think it's a bad idea, you know, if it just arms you with a bit more info. I think that can't be a bad thing.
Oh, I have to say, if I was on a hen night up in Newcastle and that was on my itinerary from the bride, I'd probably be in the bar missing that bit.
I think it's a bit more of a kind of, you know, they bump into you in the hotel and help you out. I don't think it's a really formal thing.
Oh, right, so it's like holiday reps almost.
Yeah, I guess so. Hopefully it wouldn't infringe too much on the fun. And, you know, apart from anything else, you have a bit of a giggle about it, but you might take on board some of the info anyway.
Yeah. What I really like that you mentioned is that there are companies that will help you organise a hen night.
You
Brilliant.
Didn't know about this. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think loads of hen nights are organised that way. There's companies that take the stress out of it. You know what it's like, you know, getting the activities, getting the restaurant, getting the accommodation. You know, a bridesmaid's trying to do this in a city she's never been before. She has no idea of the good places to go. It's an absolute nightmare. So just get in touch with one of these companies and see if they can help you. I think we mentioned, it's called Freedom Limited, the one we mentioned. We spoke to someone from there and they take the hassle out of it for you.
That is brilliant. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what about stag do's? Have they got to watch out as well? Or, I mean, is it just the group of females making themselves vulnerable?
Well, in the feature we did, which is in the May issue of Cosmo, which is out now, we also did a bit of a cheeky box at the end, which was looking at some of the mishaps that stags get into. And there is absolutely no doubt that they get into as much, if not far more, trouble than hens. Perhaps they're more self-inflated, I don't know. But yeah, of course it's not just a problem for girls. The problems might be slightly different. But men who go out, drink a few too many beers and are up for a good time can also run into trouble.
I think this does, that box, I did read it this morning, does highlight one of the main differences between men and women. Women are putting themselves in trouble of pickpockets and getting attacked or assaulted. Men are in trouble, in danger of getting beaten up for wearing a nun outfit in a very religious country. That is beautiful. It's like poetry to me. And, I mean, a bad hen night experience, you spoke about your case study in the article. I mean, can it affect the wedding? Can it affect the marriage?
Well, of course it can, absolutely. You know, I mean, all kinds of things could happen, can't they? It depends obviously how severe they are, what the implications are for you as a couple, and obviously how soon before the wedding the hen night actually is. But, you know, it's difficult because we certainly don't want to be telling people not to have fun. But you wouldn't want something to happen that is going to ruin the day that you've been planning for months and which all your hopes and dreams rest on, do you?
Well, no, when you put it like that, no, not really. So, simple, in a nutshell, tips are go.
Go and have an amazing time. Have the best night of your life with all your girlfriends. But just don't completely forget all the normal things you'd think about keeping safe.
And also, I mean, you mentioned people getting handbags stolen, and yeah, quite often the bride will be in charge of the kitty for a night, or the bridesmaid will, because they're the organisers. But surely they're the ones, you know, possibly in the worst state to do that, looking after.
Well, I think everyone's probably you know, potentially in a bad state, aren't they? I mean, I know, having been the bridesmaid and the bride, that possibly as the one who's organised the event, especially as a bridesmaid, you might have a slightly clearer head than the others. But yeah, you know what it's like. Everyone gives one person the kitty at the beginning of the evening. That's a lot of cash in someone's bag. So you just got to be, you just got to think about that, and you don't want that to disappear.
Excellent. So don't be scared, but do stay safe is the message.
Exactly.
Mel, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Not a problem.
Go and get yourself near a window.
Will do right now.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye.